Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly finance news wrap. On the top, we are starting with the prestigious 2025 Product Review Award. Earning high marks for customer satisfaction and outstanding service, Club Marine, Australia's leading recreational boat insurer, has clinched this coveted title. This comes as no surprise, given their average rating of an impressive 4.4 out of 5 stars over the past year, and a positive review percentage of 87%. Activity in the marine leisure sector has been on an upward trajectory, with purchases such as jet skis growing. So this recognition certainly solidifies Club Marine's reliability and emphasizes the importance of having a dependable insurer, especially as the marine sector hit a substantial $229 billion just 2 years ago, back in 2023. In related industry news, the Australian marine market further heats up with the entry of globally renowned Markel Insurance. Their foray into the Australian market kicks off with marine cargo coverage. They've got Tim Wills, a heavyweight from Tokyo Marine Kiln, on board to spearhead this venture. This move from Markel promises to increase competition in the market, creating more choice and diversified options for consumers, particularly for those indulging in marine leisure. As the marine industry continues to evolve, Markel's presence offers tailored insurance solutions to cater to Australians' unique needs. Now, as we turn our attention to small and medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs, the backbone of the Australian economy, despite constituting just 6%, they contribute to a whopping 26% of GDP. Sadly, these SMEs face a daunting $38 billion equity funding shortfall, blocking their potential growth. A recent report by the Australian Business Growth Fund highlights this deficit. The study reveals that while about a third of these SMEs sought equity funding, over half saw their efforts fall through. The report underlines an urgent call to action, diversifying funding sources and advocating policies that ease equity access to bolster SMEs and, by extension, spur sustainable economic growth. This brings us to another notable trend in the SME sphere. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission has recorded a sharp rise in small business restructurings. From July 2022 to December 2024, close to 3,400 restructuring appointments occurred, marking almost a 20-fold increase. The trend illuminates the preference for maintaining control while navigating the seas of debt. Amid distressed business scenarios, an increased awareness of restructuring benefits is crucial, allowing for debt negotiation whilst achieving operational recovery. Therefore, for struggling small businesses, engaging professional advisors and exploring formal restructuring pathways can be a viable step towards financial stability. And that wraps up your weekly finance news. For more information, head over to financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori signing off until we meet again next Sunday for more updates from the Financial Beat around Australia.